This is Tri-State's Public Radio News. There's a list at Western Illinois University of academic programs being considered for elimination. A report reviewing each of them has been turned over to the administration. Decisions could be announced soon. Western's administration created a list of programs because they were deemed to be low-producing, according to the metrics set by the Illinois Board of Higher Education. The administration says these are programs with either fewer than 40 majors or fewer than 9 students graduating over a 3-year period. But before programs are cut, they must first be considered by the Academic Program Elimination Review Committee, known as APER. Duke Orsler is an associate professor at Western, and he served on the APER committee. He says the committee spent the last several months meeting with each of the departments on the list. Orsler says enrollment was just one factor the APER committee considered.
But we also tried to understand how, like I say, they work within the institution, how these programs support each other or support other areas. GIS was an area that was on the list. And GIS is something that has its fingers and tentacles spread out across the university. Law enforcement uses GIS. Agriculture uses GIS. Geology, of course, uses GIS. Global information systems is something that is needed and all over the place. So, you know, when we have to look at that institutional justification of the program versus just the numbers of the students that are in there. Well, I don't see any reason, or we didn't see necessarily any reason, to lose something that had that kind of span across the university.
It sounds like, though, that there's a lot more to this than just the single story that an enrollment number tells.
Absolutely. Well, enrollment number tells us some things, but it definitely doesn't tell us everything. The enrollment numbers are real facts, and we can look at them objectively and say, yes, a program might have low enrollment, and we have to try to, in the context of these tough times, how much weight we put on that enrollment number. But I can say this too. There are some programs and stuff that have issues that need to be worked out and have not been worked out. And common stories of mismanagement or not active management or redundancy and turf war, really, in terms of how the programs work. Like, this is our area. You know, we don't necessarily want to work together because then we may not be as important as we thought we were before, so on and so forth, right? The numbers themselves, the enrollment numbers are important, but they weren't the main driving factor on how we made our recommendations. It was really understanding these programs and what the strength of the program and how they were moving along as a group, and were they organized? Did they have a plan for the future? Did they recognize the fact that they were in a situation where their enrollment was low? Those hard questions had to be asked, and the conversations were often difficult. But
the APER committee did not recommend eliminating any of the 18 programs outright. There were several, though, that you recommended making options within a degree.
Mm-hmm.
Can you talk a little bit about that distinction and why that's something that matters versus leaving them as their own individual program? Mm-hmm.
The option within the degree, for example, French teacher education, Spanish teacher education, both became options within the foreign language and cultures program because they were largely education degrees already. We didn't need to have a specific degree in that. So making them an option, the degree itself, the program goes away, and it puts more students in one area in that foreign languages and cultures.
Some of the reason the administration talked about reviewing programs is that they're looking to make cuts, large cuts, in order to balance the budget.
We were not given any numbers or any goals or aspirations to shoot at in terms of, like, hey, we need the APER committee to cut or find us this amount of savings or anything like that. That was not, I know I'm just kind of offering this up, but there was none of that. That was not part of what we were doing. We were just trying to say, hey, because we know eliminating programs is not what is going to be the best in terms of selling the university as a whole, right? If we're cutting programs, we can't just cut our way to prosperity. Cuts and structure are going to happen, and we're going to have to change what the university looks like. It's got to change. If we just try to maintain what we've got, it's if next year we're going to be less than what we're not. And then if we try to maintain that, then next year after that we're going to be less. We've got to break out of the rut. I didn't mean to interrupt your question.
Well, no, that's fine. Along those lines, though, I assume that you all haven't looked at necessarily the savings that would come from making the changes that you're recommending as part of this report.
No, because, like I say, we weren't out there to make savings. We were out there to review these programs and find out, you know, are they successful? What do they need to be successful? Should they go away? Should they be consolidated? You know, how can we make these things stronger or better or whatnot? You know, it was never about providing savings for anybody or for anything. It was about understanding the programs and how they worked within the university as a whole and trying to make recommendations that were thoughtful and helped us move forward and help these programs and these people move forward.
Have you received any feedback so far from the administration about how they might take this information and use it to make their own decisions?
I've not. I hope that we gave recommendations, I think, that are some recommendations that are really great and really strong that will be helpful and I believe need to be done. But we have not. I haven't talked to the administration in terms of what they are going to accept or not accept or, you know, there's stuff here that they should accept, I think, you know, but we shall see.
That is Duke Orsler. He is an associate professor of art at Western, and he served on the Academic Program Elimination Review Committee. The report does not recommend eliminating any programs outright, though it does suggest some could become options under the umbrella of another degree program. The report is only advisory, and ultimately it's up to Western's administration to determine if any programs will be cut. Western's provost office says it is in the process of reviewing the report and plans to make recommendations soon to the president and the Board of Trustees. I'm Emily Boyer, Tri-States Public Radio News.